Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. I'm joined by GINS Global's Anthony Ginsberg. We're talking through the monthly Hans GINS Tech Megatrend Report, and that's for the month of June. Anthony, it's good to speak with you again.
Great to see you, Stephen.
So, Anthony, looking at the key takeaways from the report, I see the fact that it's equal weighted across 115 holdings has provided a bit of a cushion compared to its more concentrated fund competitors.
Very much so. So our top five holdings would only be about a 6% weighting, which is very different to something like the NASDAQ, where their top five might be 30-odd percent. And our top 10 is only about a 12% weighting. So very, very different to other tech funds that are very concentrated, you know, in the FANGs in particular. As you say, we have 115 holdings. The U.S. component is actually just under 60% at this point. So it is very much a global benchmark that we're using. It's index-based rules covering 8 sub-themes, Stephen. So we cover everything from cybersecurity to cloud to robotics to gene sequencing, as well as social media and digital entertainment and electric vehicles. So we really are trying to cover all the disruptive technologies. Obviously, it is a high beta tech fund at the end of the day, so it has been hurt somewhat, but it's been cushioned by the equal weighting and the fact that we are rebalancing and taking profits essentially every 6 months. So it's a semi-annual rebalance.
Well, you mentioned the sub-themes, and just looking through the report, the top sub-themes contributing to the fund: robotics, future cars, and digital entertainment. So quite interesting sub-themes coming through there.
Yes, well, a couple of things that have happened. Obviously, digital entertainment, we've seen a number of acquisitions in that space, including firms like Sony and Google, as well as Netflix, all making acquisitions. We see continued acquisitions in that space. The fastest growth area in online streaming and digital entertainment is actually the Asia Pacific market, given the nature of mobile usage there, and it all essentially being 5G and even upgrading to the 6G level. So we still see digital entertainment growing in leaps and bounds. It's currently 4 times the size of Hollywood. So here I am in Los Angeles. Most folks talk about Hollywood being so ubiquitous, but actually digital entertainment, interestingly enough, I've got teenagers, they're using a lot of the streaming and the gaming to also socialize themselves with friends and family. So we see social media and digital entertainment actually getting closer as themes and overlapping. And I would just say that's one of the big trends in this tech megatrend space. It's very, very difficult to time particular underlying themes. You know, 1 year, if we go back the last 5-6 years, there are different sub-themes that have won out, but it's incredibly difficult to time these things. This past year, cybersecurity was not the best performer, but it's actually been one of the fastest growing in terms of fundamentals. It's growing at about a 25% annualized rate of growth on revenues. And you see most CEOs in the US who are surveyed, it's one of their top 3 items. It's no longer a choice for them. It's basically a forced purchase. And we do see cybersecurity as one of the most exciting long-term trends. And it's increasingly being rolled into cloud services as well. So those areas are very exciting. I have to just say one other thing, because oil is sitting at about $115 a barrel today, that is really pushing and mainstreaming electric vehicle usage in the US. My own office building has probably tripled the number of charging stations here. It's getting easier to drive from Los Angeles to places like San Francisco or San Diego without getting stuck in your, let's say, your Tesla. And we actually have to give some credit to the Biden administration, which is sort of the Green Party of the US. They have actually rolled out a lot of money, over $1 trillion towards electric vehicle infrastructure and charging stations. It was just a big deal announced this week where Siemens is buying into Volkswagen's electric vehicle battery business here in the States. So it's becoming more and more mainstream. And with petrol prices essentially having doubled in America because we don't have the taxes that the Europeans have, most middle-class families are all hurting. And if ever there was a desire to move across to either a hybrid or an EV car, it's really being fast-tracked at this point.
So, I mean, you mentioned that the top 10 holdings constitute less than 13%. Interestingly, FANGs less than 7% of the fund. To what extent do you also think that the global market mix has reduced volatility in the fund?
Yes, it has helped. I have to say that because the dollar is so strong, we actually see a lot of acquisition opportunity in the global markets, which will help us because the mid caps and some of the basic large cap players that we have, they're probably likely to be acquired at these discounted levels by some of the mega caps. Of course, in the US, we have these antitrust issues. And where we see the big mega caps being able to make acquisitions is not necessarily in their own home turf. So we actually are quite hopeful that there'll be quite a few offshore acquisitions and pickups. When you look at what's happened, even in for the likes of digital entertainment players, you know, Microsoft picked up Activision for over $70 billion recently. And that's the sort of thing we're seeing even with Google and a few of the other mega players, that they most likely will be picking up players slightly outside their core businesses because of the use of not just cloud, but cyber and social media all sort of converging over time, Stephen.
Anthony, given the pressure that we've seen in the markets in the first 6 months of the year, NASDAQ in particular has been hit in the United States. How are you viewing kind of the tech sector going into the second half of the year?
Yeah, well, it looks a lot more attractive at these PE levels of about 19, when if I'd spoken to just 6 months ago, the PE levels were closer to 30. So there's far more value out there. Very, very hard to time markets. We've actually taken a very conservative approach, Stephen, for our clients who are primarily large institutions, insurance groups and banks who wanted to play, wanted access to Silicon Valley and to these disruptive technologies globally, and just didn't want this overweight, narrow nature of the FANGs and let's say the typical 7, 8, 9 stocks that dominate. I mean, the NASDAQ at this point is almost half of it is dominated by about 10 stocks. So at this point, what we've talked to our clients about is dipping their toes back in the water. We see some of the larger institutions seeing that there are bargains and this indiscriminate selling of the likes of Zoom and others that have been knocked down to pre-COVID levels has shown that there's probably been a bout of overselling and nervousness given the inflation expectations. As far as we're concerned, if the supply chain numbers improve, we actually have seen that the US sentiment numbers have basically hit rock bottom already. It's most likely they'll be very close to the bottom. No one can, of course, call it. And it's a fool's errand to try and outperform markets. So we see that this equal weighted approach covering close to 120 stocks, but having a global benchmark, which again, unlike certain tech players who are primarily 95% plus in the US, we like the international exposure that we have. In fact, possibly with a weaker dollar over the next 2 to 3 years, it will also help boost international earnings as well. So we're looking forward to having, again, a broader and a growing global presence with these disruptive technologies, particularly in the second and third world, as you see things like not just cloud and cyber, but particularly digital entertainment, I would say social media, continuing to be fast-paced and actually even more utilized than in some of the developed markets.
Okay. Well, let's see how that plays out in the months ahead. Anthony, we'll leave it there for today, but thank you very much for updating us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Anthony Ginsberg is from Gins Global.